We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, in 1979, on this day, this was the number one song in the country. We're running through number one songs on this day over a 15-year period. Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
All good.
We'll wrap up this theme tomorrow. Don't forget, next month, it's Listener Appreciation Month. If you want four songs to get played, tweet them to me, direct message them to me, email them to me, bob@kfhradio.com. If your songs get chosen, you will be awarded with two pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. Pretty good stuff.
That's a big deal.
Max, are we ready to go with Brandon Baird? Brandon Baird joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. How are you doing, my man?
You know, is this the Bob Lutz?
It's an older version, yes.
Bob, whatever you're trying to sell me, I'm not interested, okay? I just want to get that, you know, out in the open currently so we just have a good understanding of what we're doing here.
You have learned well, my friend.
Did Bob try to swindle you back in the day, Brandon?
Only for a couple of dollars over a card game. But, the thing about it was I let him win. So
it was
a good day. It was a good day. I felt good about myself.
Brandon Baird, Wichita. Let me introduce you so people know who the heck, the greatness of your persona. Brandon Baird pitched at Wichita State from 1993 through 1996. 34 wins, only 11 losses, a 3.33 ERA. And in my estimation, there were a lot of colorful players who went through that program. You were right there near the top of the list.
I tell you, one of the great things that I appreciate to this day is the personality of every guy that I was able to play with. I mean, you know, you say that there's a few people that stand out. Well, everybody had their own personality, and everybody was just so great to be around just for that reason. And I really appreciated the fact that I got to be a part of that.
So, Brandon, this is Jeff. I'm Bob's son. I don't know if he mentioned that or not when he was setting this up, but, you know, I was a teenager when you pitched for Wichita State. So the two things I remember about you are you're kind of a little unique delivery, a little bit herky-jerky, if I remember correctly. And second was that you came out to Wooly Bully. And how did you choose that song? Why was that your theme song?
Yeah. I don't think I had the opportunity to choose the song, but I think that is just one of those songs that stuck with me. I don't know. But I tell you what, it was, you know, I reflect a lot nowadays. You can call it the glory days or what have you, but I look back at all the situations and all the games and all the people, and I just really appreciated the opportunity to play for the Shockers. It was such a great time, and I just really feel fortunate to be a part of that.
We're talking with Brandon Baird, a Shocker from 1993 through 1996. Now, you went to two College World Series in that period, in 93 and then again in 96. Would you believe it that they haven't been since you left? Maybe we've uncovered the reason that program has struggled to get back to Omaha.
Like I said, I appreciated every moment. And, you know, going to the College World Series means a lot to a player. And, you know, I know I had a great time just experiencing the College World Series. And I know I just had a great time. And if I could go back and do it again, I would.
That 93 team, that one looked like it could win it all. Is there still some lingering disappointment all these years later? Or have you kind of just put that behind you?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I think, every year you know, our attitude was that we could play with the best. And, you know, speaking of 93, I mean, we were very confident that, you know, we were going to win that thing. And it just so happens that baseball is a weird game, and, you know, things happen, and that's the beauty of the game. And, you know, a little bit disappointed, yes, but for the most part, we had a great year, and we just fell a little short in 93, but it was a great time.
So you were named to the All-Centennial team for the Missouri Valley Conference back 10 years ago or so. What did that honor mean to you? Because there were only 16 pitchers named to that team, and I'm sure you can go down Wichita State history and find 16 that would have been worthy just from that program. So to be one of 16 in the entire conference, I'm sure that had to mean quite a bit to you.
Anytime you, get a compliment like that, you know, it's really exciting for you. It was exciting for me. I felt very honored. But just as you mentioned, there's so many guys that could be on that Centennial team, just as I, you know, was. And, you know, you can't overlook, there's a lot of great players. You know, I was just fortunate enough to have that opportunity. You know, like I was saying earlier, there's a ton that probably deserve it as well.
Former Shocker pitcher Brandon Baird is our guest. Had a phenomenal career as a Wichita State pitcher, 34 wins in his career. And let's get into the sick stuff, okay?
I was kind of waiting on that, but I knew it was coming.
Well, so, yeah. Well,
shoot, what do you got?
Well, we all love Coach Kimnitz, Brent Kimnitz, of course, your pitching coach, and we were pretty sure that you were his son.
You know, there was a lot of rumors floating around that was the truth. And I tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better guy. Great mentor, you know, was always positive, had a positive outlook, and, you know, he was easy to get along with, and, you know, just it explained things very well to us guys, us players, because, you know, a lot of times we were wrapped up into other things, and it just took the time to explain things thoroughly, which made the difference. He was a great pitching coach.
Well, so if you liked him so much, why did you get in the trash can in the corner of the dugout and scare him to death?
Well, here's the thing. You know, he was pretty good at dishing it out himself, but, you know, you never expect a guy to do that. And I was just ornery enough, I felt like that was something I needed to do. And I think at the time, I think everybody was kind of a little stressed, and I really kind of thought that might make the difference. Apparently it did, because he's never forgot it since. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. I can't tell you how much fun I had. I mean, there was a lot of pranks that went on, and, you know, but we did it at the right time, and, you know, we never went overboard on it. And I can't tell you how much fun I had being a Shocker.
So it seemed like, you know, from the outside looking in, that there were quite a few characters on that team, and you may have stood out, but there were others. Nathan Reese, I would think, comes to mind particularly. So was it the environment that kind of bred guys turning their personalities way up, or did guys just arrive at Wichita State, and maybe it was, you know, the coaches that were attracted to those kind of personalities?
I really think, you know, looking back at that, and I have thought about that. Looking back at that, I think, you know, Brent and Gene and JT, when they looked at a guy, I think they were looking at a guy that could come in, fit exactly what they were looking for. And, you know, if they needed to mold them a little bit, they could. But every guy that came in had a great personality. They were extremely loyal, good guys. And they were just, you couldn't ask for anything better than they were. I mean, you can go down the line and you can name a lot of standout personalities, but everybody was just great guys, period. I think a lot of the times when they went out to recruit, I think they looked at, you know, other things just besides the ability. And I think that's important. I really do, when you're looking for players.
So before we let you go, and we're talking with Brandon Baird, Wichita State pitcher from the day, You're from Enid, Oklahoma. Are you back in Enid, and what are you doing?
I am currently in Enid, and I work for OG&E, the utility company, and I've been there for 18 years now. And I get to play with electricity every day, and it's pretty exciting. It keeps your adrenaline up. And I got two daughters, and they're great kids, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, you don't want to make too many observations from just hearing a guy talk, but it sounds like you've got a good singing voice, do you?
Well, I do. You know, I was kind of appreciating, while I was on hold, Michael Jackson was playing, and I was kind of getting pumped up about it because I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. And, you cut it short on me, and, that's just what happens. But, I was really enjoying the Michael Jackson.
Sounds a little bit like Toby Keith.
Would you lean toward country if you were singing karaoke?
Oh, yeah. You got to do Garth. I mean, that is probably the most popular karaoke guy for a guy to sing is something with Garth Brooks. I mean, any song will work. But no, I haven't been karaokeing in a while, so I'm gonna have to say no. I might have retired from karaokeing.
Fair enough,
Brandon. Really good to catch up with you. I know that people really enjoy these Shocker nostalgia segments and getting to hear from people who have done so well on the program, whatever sport it is. And thanks for joining us for a little bit.
Well, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk. I can't say enough about the city of Wichita and Wichita State and the baseball program and everybody that's been through it. And I really want to tell you thank you for all the memories. It's been great, and I wish I could go back and do it again.
Take care, man. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Hey, call me tomorrow if you want to.
There you go. Brandon Baird, former Shocker pitcher. We'll be back in a minute.
That was everything I hoped it would be.
We'll talk next with Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star. KU with a football game coming up this Saturday against, who do they play? Already forgot.
Texas.
Yeah, that won't go well. And KU basketball just around the corner. We'll catch up with Jesse Newell after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.